Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
The Israeli bombardment of Gaza goes on. Within the past couple of hours, it's been reported that a shell fired by an Israeli naval gunboat has killed four Palestinian children who were playing football on a beach. They were aged between 8 and 10. The United Nations say that 213 Palestinians have now died over the past 9 days, and the majority of those deaths are civilian. Yusuf Al-Halou is a Palestinian journalist in Gaza, and just before we came on air, he told me more about today's attacks.
Yes, well, not a moment passes without an Israeli bombardment or airstrike or tank shelling or gunfire from warships targeting agriculture fields and residential houses and other properties, causing massive destruction. But what is shocking right now, moments ago, five children, according to the health officials at Gaza Shifa Hospital, they confirmed that five children have been killed in one single Israeli airstrike. The airstrike targeted the children as they were playing on the beach, on the Gaza Sea beach. This number has brought the casualties figure to around 213 people, including 41 children, 31 women, and over 1,600 people have been injured. The vast majority of these people are civilians. Now, Israel continues its offensive on Gaza for the 10th day in a row.
And Yusuf, with the growing numbers of civilian casualties and the children casualties, would that cause Hamas to have second thoughts? Would other Palestinian factions be putting pressure on them to agree a ceasefire?
Not at all. They say it is Israel that is attacking the Palestinians. And as a matter of fact, if you ask people in Gaza, they actually support the resistance because they say that we are not, after this destruction, after this number of casualties and, killing innocent people, obviously people, they cannot take it anymore. They say Israel must respond to the demands set by the resistance groups, namely lifting the prolonged Israeli siege that has been going on for the past 7 years, and to open the Rafah border crossing, which is Gaza's only gateway to the outside world, and also to release a number of prisoners who were rearrested in the past 2 weeks, and in addition to other conditions. So obviously people are outraged, they are angry, not from Hamas, they are outraged from the Israeli side that is killing civilians.
But they say, Israel say they won't do any of those things until Hamas stop firing rockets.
Well, that's it. I think the civilian population of Gaza will continue to suffer because of the stubbornness of the Israeli side. Now, Israel keeps pounding Gaza using airplanes, tanks, drones, warships, all kinds of weapons just to cause the maximum number of casualties to put pressure on Hamas to accept the truce, which is something did not happen so far. So,
was wrong with the Egyptian plan for a ceasefire?
According to Hamas, they say that the Egyptian proposal, it's not in favor of the Palestinians. It's in favor of the Israeli side, because obviously they ask the Palestinian groups to ceasefire in return for ceasefire. So we are going to go back again and again for the same story, like what happened in 2009 and then 2012, and then Israel will continue again to attack the Palestinians. So they wanted this time to put an end to Israel's culture of impunity.
What is President Mahmoud Abbas doing in all of this? Is he putting any pressure on Hamas? Is he involved in any talks in any way?
And as we know, Hamas and Fatah Party, led by President Abbas, are rivals party. And after 7 years of division, 2 months ago, they signed the Reconciliation Pact. Obviously, Mahmoud Abbas is under immense pressure. He's being criticized by almost everyone, even by people from his own party, because he did not do anything so far. He said that he filed complaints to the United Nations, to other parties. He made some phone calls. But obviously, people, they want more than that. They expect their leader to mobilize and take action and to express his outrage in public and in the media. So I think he's in Cairo today to discuss the Egyptian proposal. But believe me, the Palestinian people, they are very angry from Abbas right now.
And do the Palestinian people trust the Egyptians? Obviously, there's been a change of government there. The Muslim Brotherhood are outlawed now in Egypt. So is there any trust? Are they seen as an honest broker?
Well, Egypt was has mediated in previous times following the war on Gaza 2008-2012. So according to leaders of resistance groups, mainly Hamas and Islamic Jihad, they say that Egypt is an important factor here. So, I mean, on the political level, obviously the relationship is very bad. It's, I mean, the diplomatic ties are severed between Hamas and the new Egyptian regime, because the new Egyptian regime does not have any contact with Hamas, because they consider them as a terrorist organization. So the communication channel is going through a third party, independent figures from Palestine, or it could be from through other countries. So Egypt could be an honest broker if it stands with the rights of the Palestinians. But how you expect Egypt to be an honest broker when they keep the Rafah crossing closed, you know, suffocating and strangling almost 2 million people in Gaza?
That's Yusuf Al-Halou, who's a Palestinian journalist working in Gaza City.